This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Thursday night. It's between 7 and 10 p.m. where you are. We are live on the air 7 nights a week. And Thursday night's adult night. We've let Daryl come in this evening. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Daryl. And we're getting some feedback there, so one of those needs to be, yeah.
Mark's going to turn some knobs.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly is going on here. 855-450-3733. And, you know, what we've got this evening is apparently now that Donald Trump has become president, the whole world has gone insane. Chris, it sounded to me like Facebook is going to ban what, fake news stories?
Well, Facebook and Google have both talked about cracking down on, quote-unquote, fake news sites. And this got a lot of play during the election, and to be honest, I saw a lot of headlines that were, man, how many times did I see, this is the news that Hillary Clinton has been dreading, this will end her campaign forever. Well, maybe one of them
did. I
did
see that a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that over and over and over, and now I think this began, we'll see where the article takes us, but this comes to us from the New York Times. Obama with Angela Merkel. In Berlin, a sales spread of fake news. In his strongest comments since the election, President Obama sharply criticized social media on Thursday for spreading fake news and said that the president-elect Donald Trump would not remain in office for long if he failed to take the job seriously.
Donald Trump isn't going to take the job seriously?
Apparently not. Right. And, you know, we've got to make sure he does.
Well, I saw a news report earlier today that he might be naming Mitt Romney as his Secretary of State. So that seems to be about as serious as any other Republican would act.
What concerns me about him is that he seems to not be draining the swamp.
What does that even mean?
Well, what it means to people, like, it's code, right? I mean, clearly there's not a swamp in Washington, D.C. that needs draining. I don't know about any swamps that might be in D.C. I think
D.C. was a swamp at one time, and water was pumped out of it, so it had been drained wind up, you know, turning into what it is now. So if you remove water, then you make it habitable.
Yeah.
So wouldn't refill the swamp be a better phrase?
Well, I'm for that. Refilling the swamp, there's no doubt. Just turn the whole place back into a swamp and get every, everybody out and put people back to gainful employment. However, I think what it means to people is that what he's going to do is he's going to stop big money lobbyists from being able to, you know, turn politicians' ears, make it so that politicians that have been entrenched for a very long time are going to have less influence in some way. You know, essentially the bad things about Washington, he's going to mitigate those in some way.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Does that sound right? I mean,
that would be my my idea of what draining the swamp means.
Right, but and if I the think swamp has already been drained and there's Darryl, no swamp there,
he wasn't
then you
talking
can't
about
drain
a swamp,
it.
Daryl. He was talking about Washington, D.C.
Yes, which at one time was a swamp.
Yeah, but what percentage of the population know that?
I don't know, because the vast majority of the population are idiots. They elected Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush.
It's sub 5%, so you can presume that he wasn't talking to them.
Can I just say how great it is to be back on the air with Pedantic Daryl?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We will watch every single word we say. Mr. Obama made his remarks at a news conference in Berlin beside the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. How do you pronounce that? It's not Angela.
I think it's Angela Merkel.
It's a hard G, but most people do say Angela.
Yeah. One of his closest allies on the continent, calling the pair, quote, veterans, unquote, of the international political stage. Ms. Merkel was unusually sentimental. Quote, It's hard to say goodbye, unquote.
The guy who was spying on my cell phone.
But I already did. I just put it in an email, and I know he got the message.
Right. I sent it to my friends at the NSA.
But instead of basking in the glow of what was supposed to be his valedictory tour of Europe, Mr. Obama used the moment to make a passionate and pointed attack on Facebook and other social media platforms that have disseminated fake news, twice calling such reports a threat to democracy in his hour-long news conference.
Okay, you know what threat to democracy is certainly bad information, but no information is also a threat to democracy. And the least transparent administration in U.S. history, at least recent history, like, this guy is no friend to democracy.
No.
You know, shame on him for shaming on us.
I agree.
But the thing is, Facebook, as a company, is not a news aggregator or a news disseminator. The users of Facebook are the people that wind up aggregating and disseminating.
But Facebook is half of the internet.
Yes.
It's like Walmart. So once you say, you know, going after Walmart is like going after retail. It's like going after the consumer society. It's going after low prices. It's going after poor people. It's going after everything. It's shorthand for all the things I don't like in the world, and so is Facebook.
Well, and not to sound like a fake news outlet, according to Mr. Obama.
I'm sure you are by his standards.
Absolutely. And that was one of the first things I looked at was LRN.FM or freetalklive.com on the list. No, not yet. But a lot of what
we're
I would
banned
call
at some colleges.
I don't doubt it. But a lot of station or a lot of websites that we quote often on here that I would consider more reputable than mainstream news are on these lists that are floating around.
Now, I did see where somebody made a Google Doc, and
yes,
that document has been changed. There's no longer a list that's on there.
Right.
But they designated the list that I saw had little ones, twos, and threes next to things, and those designated whether the site was clickbaity, meaning that they would give, you know, these weird headlines of learn how to hack the blah, blah, blah with one simple trick.
Yeah.
That's a clickbait headline.
You won't believe what she did next.
Right. There were things misleading. So not necessarily false, but not entirely accurate.
Well, this is something that, you know, being a commentator, I have to watch out for. So not only do I look at a headline? Headline's going to get my attention. There's no doubt
right,
about
that's
it.
That's what they're there for.
And then I read the story.
Yes.
If the story has nothing to do with the headline, I may very well post the story saying, hey, look, another one of those stinking stories with a crappy
right
headline that has nothing to do with it, a misleading headline. Then what I do is I tag the news outlet, and I tag, if I can find them, the author. And I publicly shame this a-hole
right
for their behavior, and because that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, right. I agree completely, and I think this is a very, very long article, but I think the more important thing is probably to discuss it. Merkel feels the same way.
Well, one more
go ahead
point on that list is a lot of people were, you know, spreading around the list without actually having looked at the entire thing to see that, oh, these are listed under different categories.
Yeah, sure.
They were saying, oh, they're saying that the Blaze is the same as the Onion.
Right. And that's not the case.
No, that's not what was being said at all. But these people didn't want to actually look at something. They themselves were being clickbaity and misleading.
Well, sure. That's people are that way, and that's why they have headlines the way they are. But I don't, you know, I wouldn't float around a doc that had names like The Blaze or The Nation or something like that on it at all, because what that shows is the bias upon the, you know, the person who wrote the document.
Right, and the person that wrote the document was a journalism professor that made the document initially, according to the document itself, specifically for his journalism students to tell them, hey, stay away from these websites.
Right, right. And I think, and I'm not sure if it's a he or if it's a her, the one I'm reading as the Daily Dot refers to Melissa Zimdar's media professor at Merrimack College in Massachusetts, who compiled a list of fake, false, or regularly misleading websites that purposely publish fake information or are otherwise entirely unreliable. And that's the list that I actually see, and I think she's the one who may have started this idea of categorization. But But Daryl brings up an excellent point, and that is compiling any list, you're naturally going to bring your own bias to it. And I think in these days when we have so many things that have been assumed to be conspiracy theory turn out to be fact, we can look at everything that was dumped out by Wikipedia.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It looks like, well, those that know better than us have decided that
we just can't have this fake news anymore. People are becoming confused, and oh dear, we elected Donald Trump. I mean, this old world is crashing down around our ears.
I love your Thurston Howell III impression, by the way.
I do too, because the really great thing about the mainline accent, and that's what that is no one has it anymore. So when you use it, it's great shorthand, and nobody becomes offended. The people that do become offended are in classes that are not that aren't allowed to be offended, right? Like, so they're white and wealthy.
Ah.
So, it doesn't
how
matter.
Dare you make fun of my ancestors? We've lived on this island for 47 generations, and we always keep our blood pure. We are the blue bloods of Nantucket.
Yeah, that's basically how it comes down. And so, you know, it's nice shorthand for those that are in charge without offending anyone.
Right.
Now, when I do my dumb person accent, everybody from the South gets mad. They don't have this accent. They don't sound this way, but they're mad. And, you know, there's that one.
And they're probably watching NASCAR where the cars turn left.
Right.
Jesus.
The only person who's been able to do a black person accent and not be, like, roundly ridiculed is, in fact, a sex offender. So, I mean, Bill Cosby.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's it.
You know he really likes pudding.
But I don't
putting his junk where it don't belong.
Yeah, that's right. You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming, right?
So, that's what she said.
Barack Obama, Angela Merkel, they're crying over the lack of the opportunity to tell us what to do, I guess.
Yeah, and we're seeing this from a couple different angles, and Google and Facebook have both come out and stated that they really want to crack down on this, too. So my immediate suspicion is...
Crack down how?
Well, when you run the world's largest social media company and you run the world's largest search engine, if you don't want something to show up, you can make it disappear. And while neither one, they're both private corporations, and I have no issue with that, but I can't help but think that either of them would not feel some social obligation to try to keep the internet free. And I guess with all the discussions of net neutrality over the last few years, this is more to me what it's about than anything else. It's not excluding particular points of view because, A, the ruling class doesn't agree with them, or, B, you got an issue with them, or you know what I mean? We should put it out there, and I've fallen for fake news sites.
Sure.
And I've
Who hasn't?
Posted something, you know, going, I can't believe this, but I'm posting it anyway. What instead of taking the extra 30 seconds to verify it.
It says more, I think more about the process and who it is that the story is about than it does about the poster. So, you know, some people will fall for anything, right?
Oh, everything.
But if you get an incredulous person on a story, it just means that the story was believable.
Right.
And at this point... We have a reality TV star and a softcore porn wife as the president and first lady-elect. I can believe anything. Right? The guy who picked up politics as a hobby last year just trounced a lady with 40 years experience.
Donald Trump did not pick up politics as a hobby last year. 16 years ago, the man flirted with a presidential run.
Yeah,
but most people forget about that.
Right.
For his entire life, he's made money by dabbling in politics, by, you know, buying politicians. So
that's
he
not,
did not pick up
that's not
politics.
A political career. Buying off a politician is not a political career.
That's I just mean, good
okay,
business.
A political career and picked up politics as a hobby are two totally different things.
But, buddy, politics isn't paying politicians off. That's not politics. That's business as usual in a socialist, corrupt government.
Crony capitalist.
Yeah, that's crony capitalism. Nothing different than that. Now, the fact that he flirted with a presidential run 16 years ago is probably your best argument, but it's not like he paid a whole bunch of money to really do it. He walked in, pretty much fresh off the street, and whipped these politicians' butts. The Bush boys sent packing. Clinton's, I mean... The most successful president of my lifetime, his wife, whom they called the president, Madam President at the time,
the co-president.
This is her second presidency, and he whooped her butt. So, no, I mean, yes, this is a really weird situation.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a weird situation. I'm just challenging your assertion that he, you know, decided to dabble in politics a year ago.
No, I said he took it up as a hobby. And taking it up as a hobby, at this point, it isn't thinking about taking it up as a hobby. I still stand by my assertion. Mr. Pedantic. I stand by my assertion. Did he pay the $1,000 to run as a presidential candidate in New Hampshire? That would be throwing your hat in the ring, for as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and
I don't know what all primaries he was on when the Reform Party had ballot status in the year 2000, and he won some of them. But, you know, he was in that race for several months before dropping out.
So that was on the primary? For the Reform Party?
Yes.
Yeah.
To support the gist of what Mark is saying, though, when I watched his victory speech at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever time that came on, and
I'm
saw
sorry.
The next day or two, I'm a junkie for this stuff. I watch it. But he actually, he came across to me as looking shocked, surprised, humble at times, and a little scared, a little like, hold on, I did.
He always has that look on his face because his eyes are never open.
I didn't really think I was going to win this, and now I guess I got to do the job. It just kind of came that way to me.
I saw something where it said if you Photoshop Donald Trump's lips over his eyelids, he looks the exact same.
Oh, my. So, I mean, do Google and Facebook have a responsibility to make sure that everything that's published is true and honest and factual?
No, it's ridiculous.
So I did a little bit of digging here, and there's a story from PBS where apparently the crackdown by Facebook and Google is that they are going to not allow them to get ad revenue. So it's right. Not Facebook and revenue saying, or Facebook and Google saying, nobody can share these links, or we're going to suppress these links, or these links are not going to show up in search results.
Right.
It's we're not going to give them ad revenue.
Right, because denying a web-based business the ability to make any return on their investment is certainly not taking aim at them. That allows them to operate for free as long as they can afford to, correct?
Sure, sure.
Absolutely.
Twitter's been doing it.
Good point.
They just keep on losing money.
Half of Silicon Valley, I mean, that's been forever. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Some of these are undoubtedly small operations that eke out a little bit of cash, and they do their thing.
Yeah, you know, many of these, for one, the difficulty is, right, like, if a story is interpreted one way or the other by some, news organization, somebody's gonna, on the other side is going to say, oh, well, that's fake, because they don't come to the same conclusions I do.
Right.
And that's the problem. We're not talking about The Onion here. We're talking about, these news sources with an opinion.
And blogs.
Free Talk Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. Is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad? This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
About whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about the powers that be limiting our ability to share fake news on the internet. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can search. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know how people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. Got one of them in my car, as a matter of fact, libertystickers.com. Let's go to Libertarian Banker, calling in on Skype. You can call in on Skype, too, by the way. Our username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send a request, and we'll approve it, and you can call in and sound as good as Liberty Banker. Libertarian Banker, excuse me. Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, real quick, I tried to call the phone number, and it just rang and rang. I don't know if something's wrong there.
Okay.
I'm going to look into it. But anyway, I was calling tonight. I wanted to talk about the currency of India, the rupee. I'm not sure you guys have talked about it on the air. The government of India has basically made large denomination bills, the two largest denominations, obsolete.
Yep.
And they, which, you know, they say it's to fight corruption and fight what they call black money over there. But the reality of it is.
What are they claiming black money is?
Well, it's, you know, dirty black market money, okay. Paying off politicians, doing deals that you're not paying taxes on.
So
I think it's more
people that, the people that are taking the bribes are not wanting you to bribe people. Is that the idea?
Well, it's not just that. It's also, I think, that it's a tax thing. The government wants to collect more taxes on the money, and all 80% or the majority of the business done in India is done in cash. Debit cards just don't have the penetration over there like they do here in America. And so a lot of the types of people it's affecting, I mean, there are stories of wives who have saved cash, secretive cash stashes away from their husband and their families. And, you know, they have the equivalent of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and their savings has been wiped out. And,
Because the bills are no longer good?
The bills are no longer good. So the two largest denominations of the Indian currency, the rupee, basically are obsolete. Now, the government did have a program where you could come to the bank and turn in the money, but you had to provide an explanation and maybe some proof of where the money came from in order to get it into your bank account. Other than that, you're pretty much it's not legal tender.
So I'm saying the two largest notes in India are a 2,000 rupee and a 500 rupee. And according to Wikipedia, those were both issued this year, and you're saying that they are now no longer valid?
They are no longer valid. So I'm not sure, you know, maybe that's been updated and there were two larger amounts above that. I'm not sure of the exact amounts, but there were some denominations, the larger ones, that they have gotten rid of. And they say 80% of the currency notes are these large bills. So they're basically wiping out 80% of the currency in circulation. And it's all about taxes. And so the government can collect the tax money on it, as well as, you know, they can print more now, right? So they've had more out of, they've deleted some of the money out of the money supply, and now they can ramp up their printing press to fund some of their, you know, government projects over there. So
I read that they had taken something like 86% of the cash out of circulation.
Pretty much. It's crazy the amount of cash that's come out of the, and the lines at the bank are ridiculous, because people, you know, they buy things in cash. They go to the bank, they cash their paychecks, they stash some away, and they spend some of it. And that's just the way it's been over there. And it's hurting the common man. Mm-hmm.
Seeing is that the 500 rupee and the 1,000 rupee banknotes were demonetized on November 8th. And a new 500 rupee note has come out, and then the 2,000 rupee note was issued on November 10th. So
they just made some bills obsolete, and if you have those bills, your money's no good?
Well, yeah, because they're getting rid of the old bills that are in circulation and issuing new ones. So, you know,
so
maybe those 2,000 rupee notes look different. So,
no, they must.
So basically what I'm seeing here, it'd be akin to if the Bureau of Engraving said, we are demonetizing all current $50 bills, and here's the new one.
Well, this has happened, Daryl. I mean,
and this has been discussed lately.
No.
The
current 50, the old 50s?
Right. The old 50s are still
acceptable.
Right, but, I mean, it's happened, right? Like, they've made new 50s. If they just turned the old 50s into, you know, toilet paper, then that would be the equivalent.
Right. That's what I just said.
I mean, it happened in America, so people can imagine what it might be like to come across an old 50 and get paid that in a stack of 50s, and suddenly
Mark,
no good.
It's on it's a completely different scale, though, than it was here.
Sure.
I mean, there was
85% of their money.
Yeah,
but there was a process for people. People didn't lose their entire life savings.
Right.
I mean, majority of people had money in the bank over here when they got rid of the 500 note and the 1,000 note. You could still go to a bank and cash in a 500 or a 1,000 note.
Everything's still good.
Know?
This is obvious larceny on a state scale. I mean, I don't know how to describe this as anything else.
It's about the tax revenue and the ability to print more to loan.
This is why something as important as money should never be left in the hands of a government.
Agreed.
And people keep on making these same mistakes over and over again. I wish it weren't so. It's terrible. But I got to ask you this question, libertarian banker.
Please.
What about debit cards? People use these things? This seems like a terrible idea to use a debit card. It seems like, for all the world, giving somebody access to your bank account. It seems like a much better idea to use a credit card and have that cushion where you can dispute charges and that sort of thing.
You can dispute charges with a debit card.
But at that point, they've got your money. You're in
a completely
different situation.
All that you can run. There are two pathways to complete the transaction. transaction, debit and credit. I'm sure you've, you know, do you want to use debit or credit, right?
Yep.
So when you use it as debit, you're running through the bank ATM network, which basically puts them in charge of any disputes. So and they have stricter rules on that side. If you go through the credit, you're actually going through Visa's network and the credit network, and you're subject to their rules, and they have much easier rules for claiming, for getting your money back. So when you use your debit card, don't enter your PIN number.
Why is that?
Make sure you're...
Explain that to me.
Because you, then if you enter your PIN number, you're going through the bank debit network. If hit cancel and go to credit or tell the cashier, I want to use my card as credit, you're running through the bank or through the Visa network, which gives you more protections.
Gotcha. I always wondered about that. My wife won't even allow me to, whenever she gets debit cards, she takes them, locks them up in the safe deposit box, and that's the last we ever see of them.
I love it now that we're getting the chip cards out, and the chip card readers half the time say, it's U.S. credit, U.S. debit, or Visa credit. It's something very odd that pops up on a lot of these screens.
Exactly.
It doesn't
say debit. Well, see, the thing was, is there were two. The first network to come out was the ATM network that was built by banks in order to give customers access to cash after hours. And then on top of that, later was the Visa, Credit, MasterCard, Discover, that network. And there's ton of different payment gateways. It'd take me an hour to explain it, but that's why these two sort of pathways on your card, complete the transaction in different ways. It's kind of interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's good to know that if you do use a debit card, that you should be using it as on the credit network. That way, you're better protected. But
Definitely, you have the same protections as a credit card. Now, the only difference between a debit and a credit card, I would say, would be if you're renting a car or you're going to a hotel. They put a massive hold on your on your debit or credit card when you check in, and that could be an issue if you're trying to spend some cash.
Yeah.
Indeed. Got to watch out for that.
That's why it's good to get the PayPal debit card, use that, and then if there's the hold, it doesn't wind up, reflecting immediately that you have, overdrawn your bank account or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The last people you want in charge of money are governments, because they've consistently and historically destroyed them. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's 855-453, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I guess we've kind of exhausted this topic of the fake news that apparently we're going to be spared from. And I think it's obvious that there are sites out there that, to me, are just not funny. They right. seem to think it's funny to put out stories that look real and trick people with them, and it just seems like very sophomoric humor. It's not even sophomoric humor. It's just immature humor, as far right. as I'm concerned.
And there's a difference to me between something like The Onion, which I find genuinely funny, like yes. 99% yeah. of the time, and some of these sites like somethingnews.net, National News Not Debt, which comes up with stories that are so close to being plausible. And that's their goal. Their goal is for mainstream media to pick up these stories as real stories.
And then they get their yuck-a-doos off of it.
And what they get. And they get traffic. They get traffic, they get ad revenue, but I guess Facebook and Google want to put a stop to that.
Yep. And I can certainly understand why they want to stop that stuff. It's annoying to get tricked by those sites.
Right.
But in the process, when you let big organizations decide which news is going to be shared and which websites can be shared, you get into a very dangerous pattern, because
yep.
then they're going to say, oh, well, you know, your particular flavor of politics is out of favor right now, and we're not going to let you share your stuff because your view is wrong.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying where Facebook is saying nobody can share these links. Facebook and Google are saying we are not going to allow people to put our ads or use our ad systems on their website.
Good.
Right. And I get that for some of this, but when you... when the line crosses from obvious fake news into questionable news or I don't agree with your point of view type of news, and you're going to deprive organizations of their revenue stream, that is the same thing as censorship. You have.
Right, and that's the thing. We don't know exactly where Facebook is drawing the line. Just
because
a professor put out a list doesn't mean that's what Google or Facebook is going to use.
Agreed, but so having been censored by Facebook in the most bizarre manner possible, I do not trust these morons, okay? And I use that term very selectively. These people are stupid. Now, let me tell you why. Free Talk Live got a month-long ban. That means that we had been banned previously and for less stupid reasons than the one I'm going to tell you. But it was a month-long ban for Ian and I and the major hosts that had been on.
I had stepped away as an admin just before this happened.
I think that was a different instance where I told you, hey, watch out, this could go badly. And I, you know.
Because the longest ban I've gotten was a 3-day.
Yeah, I kicked you people off as admins so that if it had to go down, it was me and I would take the bullet for everybody. And I'm fine with that. But what happened here was, this was back when the Robin Hooding situation was going on in Keene, mm-hmm. when people were plugging meters ahead of meter maids, and the meter maids were like, this is terrible, they're destroying revenue, I mean, they're calling us names, right? And, I mean, you know.
Although they then testified on the stand that even if the people doing the Robin Hooding were talking about how pleasant the weather was, that would still be harassment.
Right. Everything's harassment if we don't like you.
Right.
So, you know, all that story, that's fine. We posted a story about women in bikinis in Australia.
Not just a story. It was a link to the Facebook page for the Gold Coast Meter Maid.
Yeah, you're right. You really picked it up. It was Facebook. Now get this. Listen to me carefully. Facebook banned us for sharing the Facebook page of some gals in bikinis that plugged meters and then talking about our situation and how it could possibly be that, I don't know, people plugging meters would be helpful to the community. These gals, the Gold Coast gals have been doing this for a very long time.
Yes.
And we got, I mean, this is Facebook, one of the mechanical Turks, I presume, from Facebook, decided that we were bad people and needed a one-month ban because we shared a Facebook page.
Well, what it was, the way the whole, you know, you're getting banned happens, somebody has to click report.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then one of the little mechanical turkeys, or monkeys, or whatever it is, they wind up, oh, somebody flagged this, okay, go ahead, suspend them, and then you file an appeal. They don't look to see what got reported, and then use common sense. They just, oh, well, nope, somebody reported
this.
Right.
But then it goes to a person in the appeal process, I hope. Or maybe you'll tell me otherwise.
It does go to a person.
We didn't have an opportunity
appeal
to appeal anything. There's no opportunity to appeal that I saw. And believe me, I would have written them a letter about how they, they're dumb. I mean, and we get reported all the time. There are constantly messages that come to us that say, I find this offensive, please take it down. And that means that somebody had reported it.
No, that means that somebody has requested that you take it down. There's two different, so somebody can report something to Facebook and say, this is offensive, you need to remove it. Or you can request that the person that posted it remove it.
I see. Well, I assume that it all went together when they did it, and apparently that's not the case. But I can tell you that we didn't appeal it. I didn't see an opportunity to appeal it, and we were banned for 30 days. They didn't check it out and see whether, I don't know, maybe it's a Facebook page that somebody reported them over. They just banned us for 30 days. So Facebook, as bad as the government, as far as I'm concerned. They are the government. They're half the internet. They are the government of the internet.
There are a lot of people that think that Facebook is the internet.
It's pretty close.
Sure. Or Google is.
Google's
and
the other
forget,
half.
Google is the other half of this story.
Right. But note that there have been surveys of people specifically in Southeast Asia where they've asked, do you have the internet? And they're like, oh, yeah, I have Facebook.
Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I can tell you can get a lot more control over your internet profile by having your own website. So if you've ever wanted to start a blog or a website, but you haven't been able to put your idea into action, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live, and it's just got more special right now. Because if you go to HostGator.com/FTL, you will get 65% off until Black Whatever Day, Black Friday coming up here. It's a very limited time. And if you were thinking about doing this and you haven't done it, now's the time to do it. Go secure your hosting package and do it for as long as you can. Get a long package because at the end of the package, then the rate goes to normal. There's nothing I can do about that, but I can discount your initial package by 65%. They've got 24-hour over-the-phone or live tech chat support, chat tech support, and a very intuitive user-friendly interface panel and all that stuff to make put creation in your hands. They've got a 99.99 uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages. You get the special offer of 65% off for Free Talk Live listeners by visiting hostgator.com/FTL.
And speaking of internet, Elon Musk wants to possibly do something to make the internet super fast for everybody around the world.
Wow.
I Elon want super Musk. Fast internet.
According,
is it going to travel very quickly in a tube underneath the Pacific Ocean?
No, not in tubes.
Okay.
Not under the ocean. According to regulatory filings, Elon Musk wants to launch thousands of satellites into space.
Oh, my God. What kind of government payout does he get for that? What kind of good grant question. Money? That's what I want to know. I mean, how much crony capitalist money is involved in this deal? Tell me more, Daryl.
SpaceX, the company that Elon Musk is running here, outlined a plan to put 4,425 satellites into space. That, according to a filing with the FCC earlier in the week, that would wind up being more than three times the current number of satellites that are in space.
It's a lot of space junk.
Right now, there's 1,400 satellites. He wants to put up over 4,400. The billionaire first announced the plans for the project last year with an estimated cost of around $10 billion.
That's a lot of money.
The FCC filing did not outline the financials.
I would think that would come back to you, though. What kind of speeds are we talking about here? If you say that you're going to launch this many satellites, I'm hoping that you're getting excellent speeds.
Oh, that's irrelevant. How fast does the money flow back to Elon Musk? That's what I want to know.
The article from CNBC does not mention speeds necessarily, but it does say that it would provide a wide range of broadband and communication services.
Well, it better be able to compete, I guess, is what the answer is to whether or not this business would work.
That's irrelevant, Mark, but we'll talk about that.
1 gigabyte per second.
Whoa. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free talk. A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.